A couple of boundaries between U.S. states have special historical significance. The Mason-Dixon line between Pennsylvania and Maryland, for instance, informally divided the slaveholding South from the anti-slavery North, and the border between two Great Plains states, Kansas and Oklahoma, is famous for mad scrambles for land that are remembered at a little museum. By 1893, what white Americans called the Indian Territory, to which the U.S. government had forced one tribe after another to move, had shrunk to what is now the eastern half of the state of Oklahoma. Cattle ranchers leased much of it, though, and westward migration by other whites prompted the government to buy huge tracts of that land for settlement. It organized a series of chaotic land rushes as a way of deciding where homesteaders, as they were called, would get parcels of land. The last and most dramatic rush took place on September 16, 1893, into a strip called the Cherokee Outlet that was larger than three small U.S. states put together. The land was used by the Cherokee tribe as a pathway to hunting grounds in the Rocky Mountains. That last great race for land, the largest single competitive event in world history, is remembered in the Cherokee Strip Land Rush Museum on the Oklahoma border in Arkansas City, Kansas. A display tells the story of that event, when more than 100,000 people walked, rode horses or bicycles, drove wagons, or took a special train into the Cherokee Outlet in the frantic rush for land. One man even put his little house on wheels, pulled it across the border, and staked a claim. More than a few cheaters snuck in sooner than the official opening and claimed some of the prime homesteading locations. It was they who would give the new state of Oklahoma its nickname. It's the Sooner State, and the players on the powerful University of Oklahoma's football team are called Sooners to this day. I'm Ted Lanfair.